This past Thursday, members of the Aerotrix jump rope team gathered at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Carrboro to practice their skills. Founded in 2019, Aerotrix is a nonprofit organization offering jump rope instruction for recreation, competition, and now the chance to participate in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There'll be a routine that we do during the parade, which is kind of just repeats itself, has like a resting portion where we're not jumping. It's just side swings, just swinging the rope to the side, and then a jumping portion because their plan is to jump the full 3 miles.
That's Gary Anderson, coach of Chapel Hill's Aerotrix team. He's been a jump coach for 20 years, and this year, 6 members of his team will get to hop, skip, and jump their way down the streets of New York, showcasing the skills they've been honing over the past few months.
And we've almost handled it like training for like a marathon or a long distance. It's just building up and going further and further and further. And these guys are ready now, though. We've been going to McDougal Middle School and using their track on Sundays for an extra 2-hour practice outside of all of our other practices.
Organized by the Heartbeats jump rope team in Cleveland, Ohio, Aerotrix team members will appear under the acronym JUMP, short for Jumpers United for Macy's Parade. While this will be the 5th time JUMP appears in the Thanksgiving Day Parade, it will be the first time for athletes from the Chapel Hill group. Kate Palmer is one of the 6 Aerotrix jumpers participating in the parade. A sophomore at Chapel Hill High School, she's been jumping for 7 years.
Jump rope isn't a sport that a lot of people know about. So the fact that it's going to be on national television and like that's going to be us is really exciting.
Starting from Central Park, Kate, alongside 111 other jump athletes, will jump her way down the entire 2.8-mile course that winds through New York City. After arriving at the fabled Herald Square in front of the Macy's flagship store, the group will be featured in a live 1-minute broadcast on NBC, which is expected to have an estimated 50 million viewers.
For the Herald Square routine, we do have a song. It's a version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's sort of a country version. I don't really know how to describe it, but I definitely heard that song a lot recently.
The choreographed routine consists of a complex, interconnected double Dutch matrix, flanked on both sides by a single rope routine. It will also include national and world jump rope champions, which Kate said has been amazing to be around.
And then also just people that are like, you know, my heroes. I'm like, wow, that's someone who I know is really good and has been jumping forever, and they're just like right over there practicing with me, so it's really cool.
Members of JUMP range from age 12 to 26. At just 13 years old, Aerotrix team member and McDougal Middle School student Adrian Cook is one of the youngest. And while this is her 8th year jumping, being on live television can be a little daunting.
I've told a couple people and they're like, oh, we're going to turn it on. There's going to be like people watching. So it's really exciting like just to be in it because it's a very rare opportunity. And the thing that I'm most nervous about is probably, I guess, also having the people like watching me because it's like kind of a lot of pressure. But I'm really excited.
Be sure to tune in at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day to watch members of the Aerotrix team skip their way into the spotlight. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.